covering plenty of ground, our first guest, because this morning our first guest is James Hatch. From the back of Bourke, he trains Stony Rise, who won the Dubbo qualifier of the country championship, and the horse runs in the big final on Saturday week. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Been a bit forgotten, given that it's a couple of weeks ago for the win of Stony Rise. How's the horse done?
Yeah, no, going good, Andrew. Sort of back to his normal. Looks bright and healthy, so he's back on track.
Mate, have you got to give him extra time to get over the run and the trip, given that you've got to cover so much ground?
Yeah, no, that's right. He took a week or so to recover down from the Dubbo run, but yeah, at this like a couple of weeks, and he's back to his self.
That's good. Now, you only train a small team, don't you, out there?
Yeah, no, I've only got two, Andrew, and the yearling here, well, I've got a Dubbo, we're sort of just educating him, so that's the stable.
Okay, so Stony Rise is obviously getting every second of your attention when you're around the stables. Do you think he knows he's got something pretty good ahead?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Once you start mucking around with him, he knows something's going on.
You haven't changed anything with him, have you?
No, not at all, Andrew.
No, you still take him out behind the Daihatsu?
Yeah, he still gets a lead and a ride every couple of days.
Okay, so what? Just for people that haven't heard you and the story before, you train at Bourke. So how do you train him, James?
Just on the property, Andrew. Sort of, I give him a lead out of the car every two or three times a week, and then a couple of rides a week.
So you've got a track at your property there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. I've just got my own track here.
Okay, so where you are at Bourke, how much preparation is going into next week, knowing that the race is Saturday, April 1? Have you mapped out what you're going to be doing next week with the horse?
Yeah, no, it's sort of, we took him to Charleville there Saturday week ago and give him a bit of a hit out between races. And, next Monday we'll head off from here and sort of break the trip up a bit and hopefully get down around the city there about Wednesday.
Okay, so it'll take two or three days and you'll stop to get the horse off the float there a couple of times.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, we'll just break him up a bit.
Okay. Charleville, that's where I started radio. The name Peter Moody and Brett Kavanagh, we all lived in Charleville at the same time. How far's Bourke to Charleville?
Yeah, about 5 hours, Andrew.
For an exhibition gallop?
Yeah, we had one in up there at the races, so we just took this fella as a mate and sort of, give him a run between races.
And did the locals know how special Stony Rise was?
Oh, yeah. No, they give the broadcast fella, give him a bit of a talk up, which was good.
Yeah, fantastic. And what about you, James? Have you had more media attention?
I've steadied off a bit the last week. Yep. Before it was a bit hectic.
I know Greg Radley travelled up there with some Sky producers. Did you look after him up there?
Yeah, no, they were good fellas, the Rads of them. They were, I think they enjoyed the West.
Yeah, fantastic. Randwick Races is a special place, and it's championships, James, and things like that. It's just going to be a magic time for the whole family. How many are coming down with you?
I think we've booked it for about 20, I think, Andrew.
Yeah, okay. And they're all locals from Bourke?
Yeah, all locals and family.
Yep. Fantastic. And people from Dubbo, I reckon, will be going there too.
I think there'll be odd one from down that area and sort of Armidale, Tamworth, that area.
Yeah, fantastic. Mate, it's a great... You've had time to pinch yourself to know you're in the final off that Dubbo win, but it's just such an exciting time for you, mate.
Yeah, no, that's right. Big effort on the horse's behalf, sort of. They go from out here down there and perform like that. Unreal.
And who's going to get the ride?
Jake will stop on him.
Jake will stay after winning on him at Dubbo.
Yeah, no, he sort of knows the horse, so I'll be loyal to him.
Well, mate, we wish you the very best. We'll try and grab you one morning next week when you're on the highway heading down. But, mate, it's going to be a great week for you next week. It'll be one that I know everyone will just suck up and enjoy, and we will try and catch you next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, James. James Hatch, a trainer from Bourke who brings Stony Rise. It's $26 in the tab market for the country championship final to be run on Saturday week.